CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
We are waking up with Wivenhoe.
We're doing a Wivenhoe down.
Yeah, we are.
Aren't we?
For sure.
I'm liking the beep levels already.
Yeah,
beep, serious beep.
If you are driving past, give us a toot toot to beep beep, a wave.
Yeah, we love to see it. We're talking about the local businesses in the Wivenhoe area because the CFM's Best of the Best Wivenhoe edition. Voting's open officially now.
It is. Thank you. Love a beep.
Yeah,
It is at cfmtowers.com.au. We are looking for the best of the best in Wivenhoe.
So where are we? We're out the front of Simon's Design Centre, aren't we?
Yeah, we sure are. Prime view, by the way. I was just explaining off air that we're looking at mainland. We're literally looking directly at mainland. And then Adam goes, no, we're not. That was a bit embarrassing for you, Adam.
Yeah.
Adam thought that the west of Tasmania pretty much looked at the mainland. I don't even know how.
Yeah, well, I'm just glad it happened off air so no one will ever know.
Well, I'm going to tell everyone.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
If you want to find us, we're sitting right here in front of Simon's Design Centre, aren't we?
We sure are. There's also a little mini little golf, a putt-putt course.
Yeah, and I've got to thank you for telling me to bring my putt. Meaning putter, but you said putt. I was a bit confused. We said, bring your putt.
I'm surprised I didn't write butt, to be honest, because I'm very dyslexic that early in the morning.
That's usually attached to me. You don't need to remind me.
Yeah, true.
But, I brought two clubs because one is left-handed because I hit left-handed in golf.
Why?
Well, I just always have since I was a kid. I picked up a club and a cricket bat and went to do it left-handed. With a guitar, I picked it up left-handed, but I'm always right-handed.
You're right-handed. So
the way I
strange.
See it, in cricket and golf, when you are hitting left-handed, the right side of your body is facing where you're going. The right side of your face, your sort of your dominant hand, the top hand, especially in cricket, is your right hand.
Look,
your
I'm
right leg.
I'm not a professional, so I can't comment.
I just think
I'm
correct.
It's wrong.
I think I'm correct. I think everyone else is wrong.
Okay.
But anyway, we do. There's a little putt-putt green behind us.
Yeah. So. We could have a little bit of a comp, couldn't we? We've got actually some better milk to give away.
Yeah, so if you come down, see us.
You can get a hole in one.
Yeah, we've got a left-handed club and a club that goes both ways. So we've got you sorted pretty much. I think that was Dave from Mindetta beeping.
Oh, I missed Dave.
C-F-F. We're down here on the main road in front of Simon's Design Centre. We've seen
sure
a few beeps. Everyone going past.
You've seen a few beeps?
Well, yeah, heard a few beeps.
Yep, thank you.
Everyone going past, I've noticed, very high viz.
Yeah, it's a high-vis time.
Yeah, I used to wear a bit of high-vis when I was working at a warehouse, like with stationery. I used to pick and pack pens, these
Hang
pads
on.
You see here.
I love stationery.
Yeah.
How am I only just finding this out?
And I used to wear high-vis. There was one time I was driving past a bunch of high-vises on the streets.
Yeah.
And I just grabbed me high-vis off the bottom of the car and waved at them, and they were like, yay! So it's a bit of a brotherhood that the high-vis
yeah,
people have.
Yeah, you always got to give a wave to a fellow high-viser. Also, if you're in high-vis, sometimes if you're in a fancy car, you also look like an undercover cop. And everyone slows down.
What, even if it's like orange fluoro high-vis?
Oh, man, it needs to be like yellow, I think.
Oh, they're the police, are they?
Well, I think they've got, like, some reflectors. I don't know.
It's, yeah.
But Dylan wears a high-vis, being at Harvey Norman.
Your partner, Dill?
Yeah. He works in the warehouse at Harvey Norman.
Do you love him?
I do love him.
You're willing to say that on air?
Yeah, he's the best, but he's not in Wivenhoe, so I can't vote for him, Devo.
He doesn't get to win. Sorry, Dill. Kid music. Music. Now, Ari, the Burnie 10, it's approaching with every day.
Yes. Have we been training? No.
Not
yet. Does that matter?
What?
Probably.
This is what worries me. I think this is what's going to happen to us.
Yeah.
There's this guy named Omar in the UK, in Bristol. He entered a 10K race, but he accidentally, because they had a marathon happening at the same time, a half marathon,
oh, no.
Which was 22Ks.
Yeah.
He accidentally entered the 22Ks marathon and won. He was only meant to go for the 10K one.
And he won it?
Yeah, he wiped the floor with him. But he was disqualified because he didn't enter. he was meant to do the other one.
Can you imagine? Entering and thinking, man, I swear this 10K was up like ages ago. You just get running?
Yeah.
Run,
for another 12K. Well, you know what my dad's like. He ran another 6K with his head wound.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
But this is what worries me. I think we're just going to not train. We're going to forget to train and we're going to enter the Burnie 10 and we're going to win accidentally.
There is no way that I'll be even close.
Hey, accidents
to
happen.
Winning. You know, it might look like we're winning because we're so far at the back of the pack that we look like we're coming
We're about to be overlapped.
No, we're definitely going to get lapped.
Yeah, but
is that a lapping situation or is it just up and back? I think it's just up and back.
Dikesha from the street team is telling us absolutely not.
Yeah, we know nothing.
We sound
about
like fools.
Burnie 10.
That's why we've got to enter so we know.
That's why we're doing it.
Trivia Troll.
It's a live from Wivenhoe edition of Trivia Troll. Give Jerry Bossman back at HQ a call at 1300 655 922 to the following trivia question, and we'll throw you in the weekly draw to win a $150 voucher to spend at Jensen Quality Metalworks, a Wivenhoe business, I might add there, Ari.
Yeah, sure is. Okay, the Trivia Troll question for today, because we're looking at the course itself, is what date is the Burnie 10 happening? We need the year as well, just to clarify. We need the date, the month, and the year. So the day, sorry, the month and the year.
Yep, 1300 655 922. Cherry back at HQ will take your answer for Trivia Troll. If you're correct, you go into the... What are you looking at me like that for?
Did you say Cherry?
Yeah, I like to call him Cherry now.
I haven't heard that before.
Cherry she
is. Fishy boy. Whatever you want. Jellyfish, Cherry.
Call him up as well and make up your own nickname for him. He likes that. 1300 655 922. And also answer the trivia question. Don't forget about that bit.
Trivia Troll.
Michael from Burnie, how are you today?
Not too bad, mate. Not too bad.
Heading off to work, are you?
Just arrived at work, yep.
And whereabouts do you work? Want to give a shout-out to the business?
Work for Graham Saywood at Green Homes Australia.
Very good. So you've called up for Trivia Troll?
Yes, I have, yep.
All we need to know is, what is the date of the Burnie 10 this year?
24th of October, 2021.
Good call. We needed the year as well. I don't know why, but we needed the year as well. So well done. You are correct, and we're going to put you in the running to win that voucher thanks to Jensen's Quality Metalworks. It's a $150 voucher, so that'll come in handy.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
And we're also down here live. Thanks for that, Jerry. In Wivenhoe, we had a live answer.
We did. Andrew, how are you going this morning?
It's Adam, and I'm on...
How could you forget his name? It's Adam.
Well, thank you.
I am so sorry.
She wrote it down as Adam.
Yeah, well, I also had the 24th of the October 21, but also add Saturday because you did say today.
Yeah, you did. There you go.
Yes, thank you, Adam. Thank you. Well, we're going to pop you in the drawer as well.
Thank you. Thanks. I better get going to work.
Yes.
Have a great day.
Thanks for coming down and visiting us, and thanks for the Trivia Troll answer. You're, of course, welcome to come down and see us and give us an answer too. So that counts. We'll pop you in the drawer too.
I might get your name wrong, but, yeah, I mean, but just bear with me.
Yeah,
Coffee's kicking in.
Yeah, well, win the prize maybe because of that. God, sorry about my co-host, everyone.
Today in history, the thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Today in history, live from Wivenhoe, Ari.
Sure, we are making history today.
22nd of September. Do you want to have a look at it?
Yeah, of course I do. You know I do.
Yeah, let's have a look. On this day in 1994, Friends began on US television, and I, for one, am glad it did.
I love Friends.
I don't want to be like a shock jock, but I'm going to come out and say it. I'm glad Friends began on TV.
Yeah, so am I.
It's a good show, isn't
it? I have a Friends t-shirt.
I got a Friends Blu-ray box set.
It doesn't surprise me. You love having everything on DVDs, don't you?
Yeah,
Pearl Jam, Friends.
On this day in 1997, Savage Garner won a record 10 ARIA Awards.
That's a lot.
Yeah, they deserve it, though. They are really good.
Yeah.
I think if they weren't Australian, they'd have more respect worldwide, because that is good. That is really good.
Actually,
music.
That's pretty true, to be honest.
Yeah. They don't get the international respect they deserve.
We'll give them the respect.
Yeah, respect. On the same day in 1997, Elton John's tribute to Princess Diana, Candle in the Wind 97, was released in Australia, and it went on to become the biggest selling single of all time.
Ooh.
So that was a big year, big day in 1997. Elton John, Elton John with that one, and Savage Garden winning all those awards.
Mm.
You ever see Veronica Mars?
I love Veronica Mars.
So do I, actually.
I actually watched the movie first and then went back and watched the TV show because I was like, I just need to know what happens.
Yeah, you're a bit of a freak.
I am, a little bit.
What about Lost?
I started watching Lost when it first came out on TV and then I just... I
Me
was
too,
like,
actually.
Oh, so over it.
I got over
seasons.
It. Yeah, I got over
Wasn't
it.
Wasn't it like all a dream or something?
Oh, who knows? Spoiler. No,
sorry.
I don't know, but yeah, I agree with you. Veronica Mars is better, but they both premiered on the same day, this day, in 2004.
I want to watch Veronica Mars now.
No, so do I. I'm a big Buffy fan. Veronica Mars is sort of clearly inspired by Buffy a little bit, but we're both pro-Veronica.
Is it?
I think so, yeah.
Oh, didn't know that fun
fact. I believe so. And on this day in 2011, REM announced they were splitting up after 31 years of being a band, RE. Love them.
Yeah, I always forget who they are.
The ones that are losing their religion. They like Orange Crush.
Yep.
What's the frequency, Kenneth? Well, it's 101.7 in Burnie, 107.7 in Devonport. So that's probably why they broke up. We answered that question.
We've created something a little bit special for Live and Home.
Should we talk about the creative process?
Okay. It was very hard.
We got
very hard.
We did get help from Delilah from the CFM Street Team, but
we had trouble
coming up with words that weren't Wivenhoe. So we decided to do a big mashup where we just say Wivenhoe over and over again in different tunes, right?
So here it is, eh?
Fire it off, Jerry, back at HQ. Let's hear it.
Remix!
Yeah, man.
Best of the best is here, and today we're in Wivenhoe. Wivenhoe. If you want to win, don't forget you gotta vote. Wivenhoe. Everybody knows it's the place you wanna go. Get yourself down to Wivenhoe. Everybody knows that it's really good.
Maybe
it's in blue. Laying out down in
So here we go, oh, hanging out in Wivenhoe, oh. Wivenhoe,
because there are rocks like
butterflies.
Wivenhoe, best of the best.
Hi ho,
hi ho.
We're off to Wivenhoe. Hi-ho, hi-ho, it's Wivenhoe.
It's Wivenhoe. You gotta be a little bit mad to work in radio.
Kid music.
So now, Ari, that remix, like, obviously you helped record it.
Honest,
you hadn't heard it, though, yet.
I'm so proud that you made it sound slightly better than when we recorded it in the studio.
Yeah, so if you heard it, it sounded even worse. Until
afternoon, we're so delirious from, like, being so tired and waking up so early that we think we're hilarious.
What time did we record it? Like 3 p.m., 4 p.m.? And in our years, that's like 2 a.m.
I know, right?
If you get up so early. So
hope you enjoyed it, though. Not sure. We are broadcasting live today from Wivenhoe, but this Friday's La Trobe. If you've got any ideas on what we can, like, rhyme with La Trobe, let us know, because it's going to be even worse.
It's going to be tough, isn't it? Dog news time, RE, live from Wivenhoe. All right, a Turkish woman and her golden retriever have demonstrated the unshakable... Yeah, golden retriever.
Yeah, I'm involved now.
These are often about golden retrievers,
aren't
they?
Yeah, I love it. It's because they're the best.
RE's got a golden retriever named Santi. So a Turkish woman and her golden retriever have demonstrated the unshakable bond between human and dog in a heartbreaking video, RE. The animal was spotted chasing after an ambulance that rode away with its owner in Istanbul, Turkey.
Oh, don't make me cry.
The unidentified sick woman was reportedly treated in her home first while her loyal pup monitored the situation at her side. Mm. Eventually, first responders made the call to bring her to a clinic for closer observation.
Yeah.
Her dog continued its guardianship as they loaded the patient into the back of the ambulance. Despite its anguished plea and those big, cute, adorable puppy dog eyes, medics could not allow the animal to ride inside due to health policies, of course, and hygienic safety.
Mm.
They shut the doors, and they likely assumed that the dog would wait there at the home until its caretaker returned. But Ari, the determined pooch, would see to it that its friend was okay, so the dog ran after the vehicle as it made its way through the town to the hospital.
That just breaks my heart.
And
that's true love.
Yeah, so there's a little video of this dog running after the ambulance.
Dogs don't deserve us, do they?
And it made its way all the way to the medical center, so it did arrive there. But all's well that ends well, Ari, because it was reportedly reunited with the woman.
Oh, so all's well that ends well.
She's all okay. The dog is back with its owner. That's today's dog news.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog.
No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog. Dog. And I want my dog to be in films.
Song, 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 snag.
Time for Ong's Ong's Ong snag, Ari.
It sure is. Pretty much Adam has badly snagged a song. Bossman Jellyfish, or also now known as Fishy Boy in the studio, will play the song for you. If you know it, give him a call on 1300-655-922. If you get it right, you'll go on the draw to win waffles for two at Windows on West Stella. And Adam.
Yes.
It's Wednesday today.
You know what that means.
It's waffle day.
Yeah, they have a Wednesday waffle special between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. Only on Wednesdays, you can get 25% off waffles.
Yum.
Jerry, a.k.a. Fishy Boy, back at HQ, ready to fire off the snag song. Let's hear it. All right, so it'd be easier to identify it if it wasn't so badly snagged. 1-300-655-922. If you can identify that song, we'll throw you in the draw for the waffles for two at Windows on West Stella. Are we going to do a bonus offer?
We are. If you can call Bossman Jelly Fishy Boy.
Call him Fishy Boy.
We'll chuck you in twice.
Yeah, we'll chuck you in twice. 1-300-655-922 to unsnag the song.
Hit music. Music.
Bossman Jerry, a.k.a. Fishy Boy, is back at the studio, ready to take your calls for this.
Song, 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 snag.
Zoe from Burnie, how are you today?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Very good. All right, here's the song. It's a pretty easy one, I think. Zoe, what do you think the song is that's very badly snagged?
Gangsta Paradise by Coolio.
Zoe, you are correct. So you're going to go into the running now to win waffles for two at Windows on West Stella, and we'll get a winner for that on Friday.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yes, Prize Giving Friday is back this Friday, of course. And if you would like to go into the running to win waffles for two at Windows on West Stella, by the way, Wednesday waffle special between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. only. Wednesdays get 25% off waffles, so that is today. Join Adam and Ari for breakfast tomorrow morning, and at this time they'll play Song Snag again, where a song will be badly snagged.
Ari, we've got a special guest.
We do. I also just want to give a special shout out to Sean from Somerset.
Who came down to say hello,
yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, thanks, Sean. Love ya. I also love Giovanna too. Who was our special guest today? Good morning, G.
Good morning, guys. How are you this morning?
We're loving it. What a beautiful day it's shaping up to be, eh?
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I feel like I'm amongst celebrities here. You've got heaps of trucks honking. You've got people coming off the street. It's just fantastic.
You're a bit of a celebrity. You're a well-known member
of
the community, though.
You are a celebrity.
What is your role and title officially? Because everyone's been calling you different titles. Didn't someone say acting premier or something?
Acting premier, now that would be a good job, but I'm the deputy mayor of the Burnie City Council, and I do a lot of different jobs. I work in, I've got a business as well, a modelling school, and lots of other little things that I have under my hat. So, yeah, I'm quite busy.
I do have a quick question on the modelling school. Could you help Adam, like, maybe update his Tinder profile?
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
Can we
now,
do a photo shoot for
my
him?
Niece was teaching me about Tinder last night, actually, showing me what happens, and I reckon I could help you.
Thank you so much. And you know about TikTok. I saw you doing some TikTok dances while you were waiting to be interviewed.
Yeah, we know about TikTok. I've got, now, just to clarify, the TikTok is for the business. It's not my own. But, yeah, I know some dances. It's fantastic. I can show you.
Yeah, you're what the kids know as leet. We call it leet. When you know the computer.
What's leet?
No, we used to say that in 2006.
It was way too old school.
We're in Wivenhoe today. The Wivenhoe area and South Burnie is very good, and we're all about dogs. They're very, very good dog areas.
We love dog news and dog updates. So the dog walking paths.
Yeah, dog walking. Now, talking about dogs, very popular on the Tinder app, apparently. If you've got a dog, that gets you extra points.
If you need to borrow Santiago for a photo shoot, feel free, ads.
Look, I'm going to because, seriously, it's a good thing. Now, so people can walk with their dogs if they're in Burnie. They've got the Wivenhoe Beach, where we are now, and also the South Burnie Beach. You can walk your dogs. There are doggy drink stations as well and little pooper things. But you can also, we've got the View Road Reserve, which is up at where the pump track's being built. I hope that honk was for me, but I doubt it. It's for the dogs. And we've got an enclosed area there. It's a 100 metre by 100 metre enclosure, and it allows dogs to enjoy off-leash experience, we like to call it.
Love
there are tunnels
that.
And all sorts of things, and it's an amazing place to take your dog where they can run free.
Nothing better than watching dogs run free too, even if you don't have a dog. You don't actually have a dog, but you've got a pony, don't you?
Yeah, no, this is quite funny. I do have a little pony. He's called Spider-Man, and I don't take him up to the dog park, but I do walk him around the street, and I've got to carry a garbage bag with sort of a big pooper scooper for any business that he may leave around. The kids love it when I walk around the neighbourhood.
Yeah, a pony bag.
A pony bag, yeah, for Spider-Man. He loves it.
Is that his name, Spider-Man?
His name's Spider-Man. He's a little Shetland pony. And I'll tell you what, he's about 17 years old and he's absolutely gorgeous. I've also got a pet sheep called Millie who also loves to walk around. She's got a collar and a lead as well. So, yeah, I live on the funny farm.
That's the cutest thing I've ever heard.
If you want to see the pony as well, what's the TikTok account?
Yeah, you can check out Spider-Man on TikTok. If you just go to En Vogue Modelling Academy, it'll come up. I know he's not a model, but he does fall under our TikTok page every now and then for a little, my pony situation. So you'll love it. Get on TikTok and have a look.
Will do. Thanks so much for being with us, Giovanna.
My absolute pleasure. Thanks for having me, guys, down here in Wivenhoe.
Load it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff.
They see me rolling.
It's the CFM Street Team.
All right, 12 minutes past 8, CFM's Anna Mari live from Wivenhoe. Let's check in with Takesha.
Yeah, let's do it, Takesha. Where are you this morning?
Can we read you?
I am outside Simon's Design Centre with Adam and Ari for breakfast, of course. It's nice to be with you guys for once.
Yes.
I've got Utah's tattoos, I've got free coffee vouchers thanks to McCafe, and I've got flavoured milk thanks to Buttermilk, and I've got Mini Moo yogurts thanks to Tasmania West Haven, and I'm playing some putt-putt, so come on down and say hello. Challenge me to a game.
How'd you like my golf club you're trying out there?
This one is so much better because it's double-sided, you said. I can use it right or left-handed. I don't know which one I am.
Dad always says that that's a collector's item.
Is it?
But I don't know if it's true. Dads say that about everything. It's a collector's item, son.
Okay, well, we'll collect it here at Simon's Design Centre. Come and see us. We've already got someone in the car out the front. Hi, come out the car.
Quick, come down and see us.
Did you want to say hello on air? Yeah.
Hi.
What's your name?
Annika.
And do you have a special shout out for someone?
No.
You don't want to say hello to your friends? They mean nothing to you? They're dead to you now because you're famous.
Yeah.
Too good.
Wonderful. Come and see us. We've got the Coast Best Brewster.
Hit music. Music.
Simon's Design Centre, where we're broadcasting live from, out the front.
Yeah, so if you want to come see us as well, where we are.
Even got the mini golf, little putt-putt section.
Come have a putt with us.
It's actually pretty cool, isn't it?
It's not bad.
You're going to teach me how to play golf.
Well, I was trying to explain to Ari, you got to get down, you got to squat down with your club, sort of, you lean on your club, squat down, you look at the slant, see where the ball's going to roll. You're from Adelaide, so you say slants, but... Yeah, I was trying to explain all that. And you didn't look at the slant, though.
No, it looks pretty level to me.
And that's why you didn't get it in the hole.
Word sandwich.
More. Word sandwich time live from Wivenhoe Edition.
Yeah, Wivenhoe word sanger. Here we go. Okay, Thea, fallen in love with Jerry back in the studio. We'll give you two words. If you know the word that goes in the middle of Thea's sandwich, then give a boss man Jerry a call on 1300 655 922. If you get it right, Adam, pretty cool prize up for grabs. A savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. You can go in and taste the difference. Hey, we tried that savoury box, half of one.
Mm.
They're massive.
Yeah, and
delicious. Can feed 30 people.
Yep.
So make sure you get that number ready, 1-300-655-922.
All right, see ya. If you're not too busy fraternising with our boss, Jerry, can you give us the words?
Your words for today are business and room.
Business and room. What word goes in the middle of business and room?
Business and room.
If you can, identify what word it is, 1-300-655-922.
Business and room.
Word sandwich.
More.
Ali from Shearwater, how's the weather out your way today?
Beautiful and sunny.
Beautiful day, isn't it? Yeah, it won't last for long, though. Now, you're calling up for word sandwich.
We are, yes.
Okay. Oh, we are. So you've got a team playing along, have you?
I've got a 3-year-old sitting in the back.
Okay. They might be able to help. We'll see how they go. Here's the words for you.
Your words for today are business and room.
Business and room. What's the word we're after?
Class.
It's not class.
Oh, bummer. Yeah. Okay, thank you.
No worries, bye. Nathan from Devonport, here's the words.
Your words for today are business and room.
Business and room. What's the word, Nathan?
Is it meeting?
Is it meeting?
The word for my sandwich is meeting.
Business well done.
Meeting. Meeting room.
Well done. It is meeting. So we're going to put you in the running for prize giving Friday. So best of luck with that.
Perfect, thank you.
So Nathan is now in the running to win that savoury box worth $60 from McCarthy Bread Lounge, Ulverston. Come in and taste the difference. And yes, you'll have a chance to play Word Sandwich again tomorrow morning when Adam and Ari return.
Those Melbourne Demons are truly on search for the Holy Grail, Ari.
We are so excited. So who are they playing again?
It's the Melbourne Demons.
Yeah.
That's my team.
Yep.
Versus the Western Bulldogs.
And are they also a Melbourne team?
Yeah, so the west of Melbourne, so I believe, is Footscray.
Yeah.
Which is quite a nice area if you've ever been there.
Okay.
It's sort of down to earth.
So go Demons.
Less hipster.
Go the Dees.
Can Dees. Well, Bulldogs have won more recently than Dees. Haven't won a grand final since 1964. Now, we're getting ready for tomorrow, which often we do Throwback Thursday.
Yeah.
So I've asked Mum for a picture of something to do with what we're talking about tomorrow. But you know what mums do, and this was your observation, not mine. But.
Yeah. When you ask for a photo from your childhood from your mother, they just send all these other photos from your childhood, but not the one that you're asking for.
So you're like, yeah, do you have any pictures of me with this? And then, you get a photo
whole,
dump.
Yeah. So you've got quite a few photos. One, you've got hair in all of these photos, which I'm pretty stoked about. And you've got a D's top on.
Yeah, so this has got to be from around maybe whatever the era was where people used to put blonde tips in their hair.
Yeah, like Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, I've got blonde tips in with a Melbourne Demons shirt on. So I have
waited. So you've been a D's supporter for so long.
I've waited some time.
Yeah. There was also a funny one of a Pearl Jam.
Yeah, well, if you know the album cover of their first album, 10, which is their...
No one knows that.
It sold like 14 million copies, Ari.
Probably zero here.
It's their most popular album, right? It's got Arm Stealer, Love, Even Flow. You might have heard the parody that we did of that earlier. Black, Jeremy spoke in.
Okay, no idea what
the album cover, it's all them with their hands up together.
Well, you forced, let's get to the point.
Yeah.
You forced your siblings to recreate that album cover.
Yeah, that's one of the pictures she just sent through. It's me forcing them to do that album cover.
So you've been a D's and a Pearl Jam fan since pretty much the day you were born.
But I'd like to thank the Devonport football team because they've given me faith. They just broke a losing streak. I believe it was about 33 years of not winning a grand final. So things are looking up for the D's.
They are looking
up. It's all looking like breaking losing streaks. So I don't want to... You know, I don't want to jinx it. And if we do win, don't get me wrong, there's never a boast or a brag, Ari. That's sort of one of our rules in our team anthem.
Okay.
So, but what can I say? I'm excited. And plus, I've seen that photo of me with a little D's top. Oh, please.
You need to share it. Can you share it with everyone?
Well, I was going to share it on grand final day from our account.
Okay.
You think?
We will be talking about all things football as well next week because we're going to a party.
Well,
a grand final party. It's the only reason why I'll talk about football.
Yeah, I think our boss has well and truly let us into his heart because we've been invited to a little party.
Thanks, fishy boy.
Thanks, fishy boy. News is next. Hit music. This is the Adam and Ari Best of the Best tour.
Yeah.
Today's stop.
Feeling like summer though today in Wivenhoe.
Yeah, well, today's stop, Wivenhoe. We're looking for the best of the best in the area. We're sitting out for sitting out the front of Simon's Design Centre today.
We sure are. And they have a great location, don't they, Ads?
Well, we've seen it for ourselves this morning.
Yeah, we've sat here all morning. It is seriously got the best view.
And they're under new ownership, Simon's Design Centre in Wivenhoe. It's locally owned and operated, employing locals.
Which we absolutely love. Support your locals. Their staff have over 60 years' experience in the industry, and they won't be bitten on price.
They definitely won't be bitten on price. Simon's Design Centre has flooring for bedrooms, flooring for your living areas, flooring for wet areas, even flooring for your garage, Ari. They won't be bitten.
No.
You can't bite them. No. They support locally made and Australian made products for both domestic and commercial projects, Ari. And they will not be bitten.
No.
They got carpet, vinyl, tiles, rugs and blinds. It's all at Simon's Design Centre right here at 31 Main Road, Wivenhoe, Ari, and they will not be bitten. And you know what else? They love to support local sporting clubs and charities.
Which is fantastic. You've got to get involved in the community.
Yes, you do. So coming today, you can purchase interest-free as well. T's and C's do apply. Simon's, live beautifully for less, Ari. They will not be bitten. It's CFM's Adam and Ari live from Wivenhoe.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. We've been live from Wivenhoe. I don't know. We've had such a great time. Maybe did we cause an earthquake?
I don't think it was us, Adam, but there has been an earthquake. I'm going to pass it back to you to read all the details.
Oh, thank you. I passed it to you in the first place, but now apparently, hang on, let me scroll up here. So there was a Victorian earthquake, but it's been felt on the northwest coast here. There's been some people that have felt some tremors in their houses.
Yeah.
Felt the effects of an earthquake that hit Mansfield, Victoria. A spokesperson from Geoscience Australia said it was a magnitude 6 earthquake. Struck northeast of Melbourne, and there had already been more than 5 reports of it being felt in Tasmania.
Yeah.
And expecting that number to grow. So if you felt a tremor, you're not alone, you're not crazy.
Yeah, it was a legit earthquake.
And it wasn't our fault for having too good a time?
No.
Because the thing is, Jerry, our boss, is back at HQ, and he's taken a compilation of all the great times we've had. So have a listen to this and see if you think this is what caused the earthquake.
Best of the best is here, and today we're in Wivenhoe. Wivenhoe.
You gotta be a little bit mad to work in radio, I think. Oh yeah, you look happy and healthy. Do you think there's a difference between saying love you, love ya, and I love you?
Yeah.
For sure.
The third one you never say. It's too risky. I've said it before.
Yeah, as a codependent.
Weighing out down in Wivenhoe. Wivenhoe, baby, it's morning.
Yeah, give us the boop boop. Woo! Beautiful day to have a beautiful day.
You're
get
weird.
Your buns out. Yep.
Wivenhoe,
because there are rocks like butterflies.
Wivenhoe,
best of the best.
Imagine if you were just average AF. How boring would that be?
One more time. Thanks for the memory.
Bring it back down tonight. Reporting to Jerry.
We've agreed that we'll only call you Fishy Boy today only.
Fishy Boy.
Monty Python.
I wonder where that fish did go.
Hey, ho, Wivenhoe. Oh, that's not right. Is that right? Hey, ho, let's go. No. Wivenhoe, let's go. I don't know.
Oh, what a great time we've had.
We have had a great time. I've cried from laughter this morning.
Thanks for pressing the buttons back there, Jerry, and for that compilation. Two questions. Was it good for you, and do you think we caused the quake?
Yes and yes.
Yeah, I thought it might have been.
Yeah,
thanks to
you
Keisha.
Heard it here first.
Thanks, Harry.
Yeah, CFM thanks, star. Guys, for setting up at 4 o'clock this morning.
Very early starts for everyone.
Yeah.
Earlier
than I. Probably why
even.
I've got the giggles.
Yeah, so we're back tomorrow morning from 6, and we'll have the winner of the Wivenhoe Best of the Best. But voting is still open.
Yeah, until 4 o'clock today. So make sure you get those votes in at cfmtowers.com.au.